On Monday, a web hosting company called DreamHost denied a warrant issued by the Justice Department back in July. That warrant demanded information, including roughly 1.3 million IP addresses of people who'd visited a website called disruptj20.org. Now, this warrant appears to be an attempt by the DOJ to gather more information on individuals suspected of participating in Inauguration Day protests that turned violent. On the day of President Trump's inauguration, police in Washington, D.C. arrested over 200 protesters and charged them with felony rioting. Nevertheless, DreamHost says that the request from DOJ violates the First Amendment rights of its users, and a hearing is scheduled for Friday in federal court. Nuala O'Connor is president and CEO of the Center for Democracy and Technology. Nuala, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Good to be here again. Thanks, Todd.
What's the legal principle here that the government is using, other than we want to know who's been on this website that coordinates protests?
Well, it appears that they want to see how the protests were organized and what the information provided by this company was to the people involved in the protest, which, you know, could have some legitimacy, but certainly we're talking about fewer than 200 people. Well, that's certainly a big number as well. But the request goes to all activities on the website. We're talking over 1.3 million visitors to the site, all of the users, contributors to the site. The mere click on a website should not require or allow the government to have your personal information, and you end up in the dragnet of a law enforcement investigation.
Is there a legal precedent or a justification that supports DOJ's request for all of those 1.3 million IP addresses?
If there is, I haven't seen one. Now, we should note that these are not unusual requests. Websites and web hosting companies receive law enforcement requests about you or about customers every single day and have legitimate processes to respond, to ask them to be limited or more tailored. The biggest web hosting companies in America receive, you know, hundreds of requests probably every month. What's really concerning here, and it's really hard not to see this particular request as a form really of high-tech McCarthyism, is the scope of this request is so overbroad. If we were just talking about the owner or operator of the website and their identity so that the law enforcement people could interview or investigate, if we were talking about the people who have already been charged in a law enforcement investigation, again, I think the web hosting company and the company itself would probably push back. But here we're talking about every single visitor who may have clicked on the website. I went to the website last night. I hadn't been on it before, but I clicked on it. That would mean my personal information would be part of this law enforcement investigation. It's really just, it feels at least like a fishing expedition. And it's particularly fraught here because this is anti-government speech. And this is absolutely First Amendment protected speech in the sense that it is your right to redress and petition the government. And it's deeply concerning because of the content of this site.
And I do want to ask you before we let you go about that First Amendment implication, because the company says that this request, as broad as it is violating the First Amendment speech and, I assume, assembly rights of people who visited the website. Is that likely to carry sway in the federal court?
I absolutely think that DreamHost is going to prevail and is doing the right thing here. That doesn't mean they're not going to have to turn over any information, but I think they will absolutely narrowly tailor this request at the hearing on Friday.
So that means what's likely then, in your view, Nuala O'Connor, that this wide net that's been asked for, that's been cast by DOJ, is likely to be narrowed by the court, and that the web hosting company may still wind up handing over significant information to the government?
It may have to hand over some, but I think it will be drastically reduced from this grossly overbroad, really digital dragnet that's been requested.
A warrant from the Department of Justice to the web hosting company DreamHost looking for information on people who visited their website, disruptj20.org, in front of President Trump's inauguration that led to violent protests last January 20th. Nuala O'Connor, president and CEO of the Center for Democracy and Technology. Thanks so much.
Thank you.